토사디 빠또니도 비시 탈토바디 아 니등기 잠배양 차야 디니 실라기 넘버진도 차대바디 다 통등기 잠배양 차야 로
We will recite the prayer to Manjushri by visualizing him in his face in front of us, and then we will recite his mantra. So with regards to the meaning of Manjushri, there is a Manjushri of interpretive meaning and the Manjushri of definitive meaning. So the definitive Manjushri is the ultimate or the final, the highest wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. Yeah. So that is the Manjushri of definitive meaning. And that, you know, arising into a peaceful deity, you know, is the interpretive Manjushri or the Manjushri of interpretive meaning. Definitive and interpretive. Or we say, you know, provisional meaning and then definitive meaning, yeah. So the definitive meaning of Manjushri or the Manjushri of definitive meaning is the final, the ultimate wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, yeah. And this ultimate wisdom directly perceiving emptiness is the very meaning of the definitive guru as well. Because when we talk about the guru or the lama, we talk about the provisional lama and the definitive lama or the definitive guru, yeah. So then the definitive guru is the same thing in the ultimate wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. And since that is the case, you know, so therefore the guru and Manjushri are in one essence. They have the same entity. So other than having a different aspect, you know, when we talk about the interpretive Manjushri and the interpretive guru, yeah, other than having a different aspect, you know, performing different activities, yeah, but otherwise, you know, if you look at the definitive meaning of both, yeah, they are the same. So therefore, they are one.
Oh, to see that today, ni karsana that jesus jamayashi, raba anisi rangi dunas. Anishi rangi tsa lama tang anishi mo el machi bas ta tinde chi zhin cha meng na ba chen cha de ba chi ya bo chi sa ta ro an sa ta che ta la tong ma ta zhe ji be ta ba ji chi ro
so before we recite the praise to Manjushri, so the first thing to do is to visualize Manjushri as inseparable from your root guru in the space in front of you, you know? So try to do that well, and then aim to try to develop this single-pointed faith and devotion towards Guru Manjushri.
Rangi 아니 지다 대로 왕기 학배 사당 전배양 얼마 쳐봤더라. 다 랑기다 쳐봤 딘데지 섬노 당시에 강망망 남기 캄캄와 딘데지 섬노 당시에 표현.
So this is what we do at the beginning of the seven Dhamma practice. The first thing to do is to develop this single point of faith and devotion towards Guru Manjushri. And on that basis, you visualize making extensive offerings. Yeah. So what we should actually offer is our roots of virtue, all the merit that we have already accumulated. So that is like the cause. But if you visualize our merit, our roots of virtue in the form of transforming it into the form of different offering substances, filling the whole of space, you know, and then offering those to Guru Manjushri.
Tā tīnēmā tā tī tīnē shābē yālā sēdē yungu yārē jēzāng tā rāngī chāpa bātū mēbā chūjē tā rāngī lākbē lādāng anī jīk mōy irmā shīwā tēlā pūyīshē tīndē pūyī jīngī anī tūgī lā tī tōngī yīshī chūngē tīndē kī jīngī anī jīk tā kūyī chālē tūzī gyū bātū mēbā chūng anī jīk rāngī yālā shū tōmē nā sābē tīk tīk tāmjē mā tāng sū mūsū tā.
So next is the limb of confession, the seven limbs, the third one. So because of having made all these extensive offerings, filling the whole space to Guru Manjushri, so then I think that a very special kind of great bliss and happiness is generated in his holy mind, Guru Manjushri holy mind. And as a result of that, you know, then you visualize a stream of a flow of nectar from his holy body, you know, flowing into us. And then this stream of nectar purifies us of all our negativities and our obscurations. Yeah. And then you think that all of your negativities, your obscurations are completely purified.
Otoxi, Tinema, Ta Jesu Rangs, Takina Shinta, Rangi, Lape Ladang, Anichi Lama, Erma Chevatel, Zechibe, Teba Jeshe, Sono, So Bottom of Sai, and Chaba Pisha, Sono, Bottom of Sai, Anni, Shapa Chebe, Diri Bottom of Taya, Tindigan, Niji gets among Bush Sire, Rangs, Gama Chigin, Tedong, Tede Kang, Sapati, Mone, Yapu Chungsun, Tindigan, Anichi Simla, Gawaji, get up chair.
So next is feeling happy or rejoicing in her merit and virtue. You know. So we've just developed a single point of faith and devotion to Guru Manjushri. That itself helps us to accumulate an immeasurable and wholesome merit, amount of merit. And likewise, if we've made extensive offerings, that itself also will help us accumulate a lot of merit. You know. Then similarly, you know, by having confessed our obscurations, our negativities, you know, we have managed to purify quite a bit of our obscurations. You know. So even within that, in the short time, in the last 1 or 2 minutes, you know, we have we really accrued so much benefit. That itself is something to be to feel happy about and to rejoice. Yeah.
오다가 나신 아니 저 랑당 총바 아니 대대용의 탐재기 아니 된대지 소나무 조사야 대 용바점기 조조들의 폐바점기 아니 지 소나무 저 빠도 몇 사기야래 재산 진조라 탐재를 믿지 오늘 약보를 다 된대기 아니 지 탐재라 아니 지 가오고매지
likewise we should feel happy and rejoice in the fact that there are many people like us, you know, our fellow course mates here, just the very very, very fact of coming here to class itself alone, and that you know we accumulate so much of merit and virtue, you know. So just reflect on that and think, oh, how wonderful, you know. So it's amazing, yeah. So feel happy, you know.
Similarly,
in this world of ours, there are many people out there and many beings out there who are sincerely trying to benefit others. And likewise, there are many Dharma practitioners. So we just feel sincerely rejoiced and feel happy with what they are doing. Yeah.
Zamling de la Pendo Jachimus, Tamja, Yurum to Netube, Tinteje Mogam, Tabe, Taganashi, Nimutineta, Zamling de la Tinde Yungtube, Jumacha Yungtube, or Tinde Yala Nidi, Pesetinero Isare.
And then there are the remaining limbs of requesting, beseeching, and not to pass away, and turning the wheel of Dharma. So, in essence, we can think. We should pray, you know, that may all the people in this world who are sincerely benefiting others, all the practitioners, including everyone here, including ourselves, you know, may everyone be able to generate the wish, and everyone to have to be able to live long and have a long life, you know, so that to be able to continue doing these things. Yeah.
So we
dedicate the merit. The roots of virtue that we have accumulated, we should pray and think that may these roots of virtue, the merit that we have accumulated, be of greatest benefit to all living beings. You know. Or another way of saying is that we can dedicate this merit to achieving the state of full enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. Yeah. So ideally, we should spend more time on and this practice of the seven limbs, yeah, by you know, doing a more kind of in-depth and detailed practice, yeah, but because of a lack of time, we can only do this for a couple of minutes each time before we start class, yeah. But anyway, the whole point of me explaining this to you is to give you an idea, you know, so that in the future, you know, we don't have to repeat this over and over again. You know, so whenever we come to this and this, whenever we recite the praise of Manjushri, so before reciting it, we will do this practice. Yeah. So sometimes I will maybe remind you, say a little bit, but at other times I will just will not say anything. Yeah. So at those times you have to know what to think. Yeah. So next I recite the praise to Manjushri. So it's on the towards the end of the prayer booklet. Yeah. Obeisance to my guru and protector Manjushri, who holds this heart as scriptural text symbolic of his seeing all things as they are, whose understanding shines forth as the sun unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by the suffering, you who dragon thunder proclamation of the Dharma rouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing the way in the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, O Loving One, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness, enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight in the Buddha's words and texts and explain. O Marabhata, no, indeed, short mandala offering on the page. If you do not know the prayer by heart, it's on page 27.
Sanjay, 가정 수반은 신을 되니 라바 숨 세던 되는 숨 세던 다 된소 강이면 아니 다 되는 숨이 잡아지 간대가 전에 시작이면 가정 수반은 신을 다 가정 진단 레벨 제보라 대신야 봐도 시험 거야 된대 싫어.
So in the last lesson, I talked about the three scriptural collections. And the three higher trainings, and I also mentioned how the three scriptural collections are differentiated. Yeah. So you have to understand those points. Yeah. So that is the KPI for attending a class, the last class. Yeah. Okay. 뭐래?
어떤 대신에 다 드네마 아니지 가르사 가정다 가정 드네 다 라마 아디샤기 다 토섬 치수디자 다 드네마 독배연데 가래가래 땜바래 쓰도거나 다 통만한테라 다 주림지 라바는 댄수스 다 드네마 아니지 땡해증에 라바 땡이 시야로게 라바스 땡은 딤난라베지 디인나.
So in the last lesson, we looked briefly at how Lama Atisha gained the good qualities of scriptural knowledge. So how he engaged basically in the practices of hearing and reflecting on the teachings. So now we'll look at briefly about how he gained the good qualities of experiential knowledge or realizations. So here in the text, it talks about how Lama Atisha trained in the three, how you practice the three higher trainings.
Oh, this is the thing. Now, talk about that. And this is the dream. Love, love, love. This is the dream. That is the dream. Love, condition. The dream. Love, the condition. There is what is the answer.
So, on page 4 of the text, so here the. It talks about how Lama Atisha trained, practiced the higher training of in ethics.
어떻게니? 다티마 숭야라 데라 추림이 라바니 땡엔진다 시라비 라바라 소비 연대 탐지기 땐도 손으로 공대던 지야바리 내년 두말은 앞에 나서 도마 추림이 라비 온도 집에 연대던 땐 고소스.
So roughly in the middle of that page, so in this regard, the training in ethical discipline is often praised in the Buddha's excellent teachings, And in the commentaries, as the foundation of all good qualities, such as the training in concentration and wisdom. Therefore, it is necessary, first of all, to have realizational qualities in terms of ethical discipline.
ཁས 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 ཁས
So what is this paragraph here, what is it saying? So of the three higher trainings, the higher training in ethics should come first, because the higher training in ethics serves as the basis or the foundation for the higher training in concentration. Then by having a good practice of the higher training in concentration, then one would be able to train well in the higher training in wisdom. So the higher training in ethics is the very foundation for the higher training in concentration, which then acts as the foundation for the higher training in wisdom. So, and this is our studying here in Buddha Dharma is pretty much the same, because you know, when we study, you know, when we come for such a course, we are not the only person in class. So there are many people in the course here. So there are, so there's a need for rules as well, rules and regulations. Then when it comes to doing this course, then we need some kind of discipline. We need to try to ensure that we do come to class, and we need the discipline to read the text on our own. We need the discipline to revise the material, and for those who are holding the course, and then you need the discipline to be able to take part of to take the exams.
어떻습니? 뒤침대 야보 치르고야. 뒤대지 충분히나 아니지 랑기 쓰면 쓰지 보시면 롭중 치야라 침대 치바이나 다 롭중 치야라 쓰면 뒤쪽가 돼야라 편도 자칭 보용해 버래. 그러고 다 쓰지 보나 시간에 다 뒤로 야보 치고나 다 랑기 러디다 롭중 치야기 쳐라.
So maintaining a discipline with regards to coming to class and reading the material on your own and revising and then taking exams, and this makes a huge difference in being able to continue your studies and to stay focused on what we are trying to do here. So if we maintain a good discipline in regards to what I've just said, instead of coming to class without missing class, studying, reading the text, and so forth, then it makes a huge difference. So because if you have if you're interested, if you maintain this discipline, then whatever you set out to learn, you will get to know it, you will get to learn it, understand the topic. So this is, so what you achieve at the end of the day is like, it's like you can liken it to like gaining wisdom, isn't it? The training in wisdom, because you achieve something, you achieve knowledge.
어 독신에 따던다 보겠다 라바숨스네 바치로가 마셔봤지 라바숨지 콩 림바디 틴데라든 치로 마셔봤지 다가 나신 랑테나 벨렌체 두고야 다 땡은 라바 수리네 라바 시숨 디네 땡엔 센셔드니 시라고 나바스니다. 로빈 집에 갈라야 딘데 고것도 없을 때도 청바지 차것도 없어. 섬나 땅체 아니 강투도 들라랍고야 어딘데 있어라.
So when we, you know, when we talk about the three higher trainings, we shouldn't think that it is something just kind of nothing to do with ourselves and something outside. No, that this is the higher training in ethics. And of course, I mean, we have to know what the three higher trainings are. And the three higher training in ethics is the foundation for the higher training in concentration, which then acts as the foundation for the higher training in wisdom. Yeah, well, that is fine and good. You know, but the point is, we have to, you know, be able to relate it, you know, to ourselves. Yeah. So here, you know, in relation to what we are trying to do here, studying, yeah. So we have to, you know, relate it to what we are trying to do. Yeah. So we mean to maintain a strong discipline, yeah, yeah, with regards to coming to class or reading the text, you know, and revising and so forth. Yeah.
Oh, tinta le to, just on that day, that carson, that benang on that carson, that. 럽준체에게 팀지 찾아내 맞서 말이나 그 돈아 요구 말 제집에다 럽준체에게 제집을 쓰지 요구 말아봐. 뒤 마이너 아니 뒤 독시 셔럽 아니 지 신도에 가보러 봐. 알아봐. 뒤 먼저 시트베로 용 용모터에 실어 왔다.
So you know what happens if we don't adopt such a discipline with regards to our study? I think the result is pretty much very obvious. Yeah. So if we don't, you know, we don't keep to a discipline, you know, then obviously you will not have that strong interest or that focus, you know, on your studies. Yeah. And if the interest and in the focus on the studies is not strong, then obviously you're not going to learn much. Yeah. That's quite obvious. Yeah. That's the result, isn't
it? 진대 송이 다 줄임게 라바스 다 돈다이 줄임게 라바 댄스 송고여레 티네마 다 당부 제단 줄임게 라바세 니라 아니 지다 베나 돈바 송 송고여레 남주 다 소다 소소다베 돈바 아니 창주 선베 돈바 마게 돈바 세네 남주 돈바 송스나 어딘데 지라 송고여레 돈바 송된 세디
So then now the text and goes on to explain how Lama Tisha possessed the higher training in ethics, yeah. And when, you know, we talk about, you know, someone possessing the three sets of vows, yeah. So what are the three sets of vows? Yeah? They are the vows of individual liberation, or the Praktamoksha vow. Then you have the Bodhisattva vow, and then you have the Tantric vow.
Oh, dukshine. That dine ani soso tabe tomba sedela da. 김배했던 바, 랍중했던 바, 어틴데기다 낭세미다 연구여래, 다인, 알아봐.
Then within the in the category of the Praktamoksha vow or the vows of individual liberation, then there are the Praktamoksha vows of the ordained, and then you have the Praktamoksha vows for the lay people. Yeah.
어떻게니? 다던다 재미도 다 드네마 다 질로션 되면 담보로 숨스다 말 텔라 숨 다 소소다 뱉던 바 초반 대만이 이게 농 것도 맞네 맞이다 세비 야긴 아마리 신나 토바는 하면서 또 통양 소던들 엄지가 송았다 제랑 나비시 지금 다 지금 나비시 담아리는 소던도 송았네 도와진 뭐 신부지도 시 중어 소다 티버드기 다 소다게 담보던 된소 숨해
Okay, so next, look at how Lama Tisha possessed the superior vows of individual liberation. Yeah. So in this regard, there are three. How he possessed the first of those, the highest vows of individual liberation. Having received the bhikshu vows, or the vows of the fully ordained monk, yeah, he protected them the way a yak protects its coat. A yak is so attached to its coat that it rather risks its life trying to save a strand of tail hair that has got caught on a tree than to part with it, even if it sees its life is being threatened by a hunter. So that is how Lama Tisha protected every detail of the foundation of the trainings, not to speak of the major rules of the foundation of the trainings which he had undertaken, so that he came to be called the elder who is a great upholder of the discipline.
어떻게니? 다던다 되기 다 가르스나 다 소소도면도 봐 캐랑체 다 다 캐랑서도 다 송샤 망보진 거야래 최종 그러와 나서 신 거야래 어 진짜 아니지 아니지 돈바 변한 라바 시당가에 단내 탐불래래네 배 시위시다 계시 무슨 안게 속당 군이 누바이나 다 안게 속들라나 야가르스 나 돈바디 송해 계시 무슨이 딘데시 송체 딘데
So when we take on these vows of individual liberation in the case of Lama Tisha, who was a fully ordained monk here, so there are many fundamental trainings that are to be adopted, yeah, some major and some minor. Yeah. So in the case of Lama Tisha, even those so-called minor trainings, he cherished them as if more than his life. That you place the more importance on keeping even those minor trainings purely than compared to losing his life is no big deal. Losing a life is not important to him, but keeping even the minor trainings is very important to him. So here we are talking about the importance of keeping ethics.
Yeah. 드네스마 드네마 아니시다 니바 창생을 돈 받은 담바니 나 참 받은 아티나 창생을 돈 받은 담바스 디스군께서 드네 참 받은 이제 자와진 전적 있으면 좀 담바 망보는 최고도 슬링반이 이제 참바 자면에 도매 시화를 주비 담바 초로 링도 장배 답이 있으면 전적 돌아 통신 멤베 샘디 담비 주베 샘 전적 있으면 저 올랍죠 올라 캐람이 저서 너는 저와 상배 계산함이 저베 선입니다 와제도 소디
Next, how did Lama Tisha possess the vow of or the Bodhisattva vow? He practiced numerous instructions for training the mind of enlightenment, which is rooted in love and compassion, especially in attendance upon Salingpa. By relying on Salingpa, he trained for a long time in the highest instructions passed on by Maitreya and Majjhagosha. Through Asanga and Shantideva. So thereby, the mind of enlightenment that cherishes others more than oneself arose in his heart. So this aspirational mind gave rise to the mind of, active involvement or the what is usually translated as the engaged bodhisattva or the engaged mind of enlightenment. Yeah. So he gave rise to that, and due to his excellent behavior, his engagement in the trainings following the promise to train in the vast conduct of the bodhisattvas. He never transgressed the rules of the conquerors or the Buddha's children. So here the text is saying that Lama Tisha, on the basis of generating bodhicitta, then he kept his commitments of bodhicitta and the bodhisattva vow very purely without even transgressing any of it.
Rangi lu lar sikbe, kewe rimbatang, doji tuzobe rimbe tingin zintans, dambala, nyanjogu zohru kyuhatang, kebadu zayasamne midawa tamji tsushinu sunwa zayadu osta.
So next, how did Lama Tisha possess the vows of the Vajrayana? Owing to the fact that he had the meditative stabilizations of the generation stage, where one's own body is seen as that of the deity, and of the completion stage of the indestructible Vajra mind, he became a chief among the yogis. In particular, he protected his tantric commitments properly by not transgressing the prescribed rules. Okay. Not only did he, so basically we are talking about how Lama Tisha protected his vows, the vows of individual liberation, Bodhisattva, and the tantric vows purely. So not only did he courageously undertake the training and ethical discipline of the three vows, but he also upheld them as he had promised. He kept the vows without transgressing the rules associated with them, and even if he transgressed them ever so slightly, he quickly, very quickly, purified this by means of a suitable ritual, restoring the given vow. So if you look at what is written here, the text is not emphasizing that it is important to be so courageous and to be a hero, and then you jump into it and you take all the vows, yeah. But the emphasis is on, and the text is placing the emphasis on keeping whatever you have committed to, keeping the vows purely. But we are doing the completely the opposite, yeah. So when it comes to taking the vows, we take it very casually, But then, but after taking the vows, there's not much kind of attention. You don't place much any emphasis or focus on keeping it the purely. So it's stated here that in the text that after taking on a vow, whatever vow it may be, we should protect it purely, keep it as much as possible. But if an infraction does occur, then we should immediately confess and purify that transgression. Yeah. Next, the text talks about how Lama Tisha possessed the training in concentration. So, in the training and concentration, there is the training in the common concentrations and the uncommon concentrations. So first, his training in concentration has two aspects. In the common, he had achieved the serviceability of the mind of calm abiding. And as regards to the uncommon concentration, he had achieved the extreme stability of the generation stage. Furthermore, he completed the three or the six years of modes of conduct of the yogic realization
disciplines.
So with regards to what we have just read out, the common concentration is achieving whatever serviceability of calm abiding, and then you have the generation stage, and what have you. Yeah. So those of you who did the previous basic program, you should know this. Those of you who are new to this, then it doesn't matter, yeah, okay? So relax, it doesn't matter, yeah. Anyway, I don't think there's a need to explain this. Yeah. Otherwise, it will take forever. Yeah. So that was it was totally calm. Yeah. So.
Jamata longa lobjan chayn tu kana ta kevere bakare zobere bakare tuma na tuma ma imbi shinele chaba kare tinzo tai pejantan shinto beji yungure roba.
So at the end of this 5 years, five-year course, then you will understand what are these common and uncommon concentrations, and what is the generation stage and what is the completion stage. Okay, so if you want to know, then you have to just stick around for a while, basically.
Otoxine, that tenema, that share of the lava than temba, that knees, that tumor, nishine, she lost on the river, how don't things in each tumor, my even, zover him, things he covers nearby walls.
Next, how did Lama Tisha possess the training in wisdom? So, his training in wisdom has two aspects. The common, he had attained the concentration of a special insight, which is the union of special insight and calm abiding. And the uncommon one, he had attained the special concentration of the completion stage. So after having gained those good qualities, what did Lama Tisha do to further the teachings? Yeah. So this is what we're going to look at now.
Tembala chawa jesula ni jagadu jesu pedu jesu tambo ni doji zen chonju jung pora no modi ma ni lensum chu yi pamba jen ne sanje ge tema sung shin rang ge dewa ge tembala ma do ban lo ban te zung ge tema ni ma sanje ge tema jeba jebe jeba tamje ge chogri me ba zu ge jen de jin do su
odre. So after having gained those qualities, so what did Lama Tisha what did he do to further the teachings? So there are two, what he did in India and what he did in Tibet. Yeah. So what did he do in India? First, at the Palace of Great Enlightenment in Bodh Gaya, he defeated the proponents of... I'm just referring to an alternate translation, which is much better, I feel, but anyway. He defeated the proponents of base, whatever that is, non-Buddhist doctrines by means of the Dharma three times, thus maintaining the Buddha's teachings, eliminating the pains of ignorance, misconception and doubt, also with regard to the teachings of his own upper and lower systems. He spread the teachings so that he was regarded as a crown jewel by proponents of all factions beyond partiality. Okay, what did he do in Tibet? Yeah. So, La Lama, and his nephew sent two great translators, Gyaltsen Singge and Nakso Sujim Gyawa, to India one after the other, as they took great pains again and again to invite Lama Tisha. He came to Upper Ngari, a place in Tibet, during the reign of Changshu E, and then was requested to... requested to purify the Buddha's teachings. Thereupon, he spread the teachings by composing the Lamb on the Path to Enlightenment, a text bringing together all the points of Sutra and Tantra, and then condensing them into applicable stages, as well as other texts, Specifically, he spent 3 years in Ngari, 9 years in Nyetang, and 5 years elsewhere in central Tibet, and Zhang, teaching the fortunate all the scriptures and instructions of Sutra and Tantra without exception. Thereby, he restored the tradition of teachings that had declined, made those that remained flourish, and corrected those that had been soiled by the errors of misconception, ensuring that the precious teachings were free from all flaws. So there are two different accounts with regards to the time or the age when the Lama teacher went to Tibet. Yeah. So in this text, generally it's stated that Lama teacher left for Tibet at the age of 59. Then there are some accounts which state that he left for Tibet at the age of 57. Yeah. So, and then there are also slightly different accounts as to the time that he remained in Tibet. Yeah. But anyway, following this text, so Lama Tisha went to Tibet at the age of 59 and he passed away at the age of 73 in a place called Nyetang. So we have we were talking about what Lama Tisha did in Tibet. Yeah. So this is from this that you can understand the source of the Buddha's teachings that flourished in Tibet. Yeah. From this now you can understand that the Buddha Dharma, the Tibetan Buddhism, is not something created by Tibetans. No. Yeah, Tibetan Buddhism has its source in India. Yeah. Okay, came from India. So in the early dissemination of the Buddha Dharma in Tibet, so the Dharma kings invited the great Nalanda scholar Shantarakshita to Tibet. Yeah. Also Guru Padmasambhava was also invited to Tibet. Yeah. And they caused the teachings after some time, a Chinese monk from China who had kind of proclaimed himself to be like a master or scholar, arrived in Tibet, and he promulgated, he spread, and he was promoting a, you know, the idea that, you know, all conceptual thoughts and all thoughts on whether good or bad, you know, they're all useless. Basically, you should just focus on nothing, you know, just space out, basically, you know. So he propagated this view, yeah, in Tibet.
Oh, this is that thing. Any thing that tell one the Taoyuan body. Any thing that pass a shido layang. Any thing love and namji. That any thing cares. No more kamala shila yang. None of the chava tos pearl dead dance. Yang. Oh, what in the Tao Lopana. Any say she layang. That any Sanjay temple. Peter body layang sarge or disumbiore.
And in order to dispel the views propounded by Hashang, you know, in Tibetan we call Hashang, which is actually, I think, is a word, is, you know, Hersang, you know. So it's, it means Chinese monk, whatever his name was. Anyway, so in order to dispel this particular wrong view that he was propounding, then the great master Kamala Shila, the Indian master Kamala Shila, who was a great scholar of the Nalanda monastery, he was invited from India, so, and he came to Tibet, and he was able to refute and dispel this wrong view, wrong idea. And after doing so, then the pure Buddha Dharma was able to flourish again.
What in the that dinema, that tunda, yang chiso, that dinema, kalekale yang chis. Anji nejo chimbo inse da chaba chimbo inse tindegi ani ji ya kalsore anji duwe tembala sopala ani ji nyamse chimbo chungche da tonda zo zo da pyegi jabo da langdar ma se tinde chung sanji tembo yonsu zo no an tine ma ya kashi ya zo nejo ngone membo nejo yin da negi jingi da anji lapo du da kalsore da da 청주는 내 등에라 아니 너밭이 못 찾아야지 어딘데 신세 다 산지 땜바야 딘데스 로바 딘데 자신 못 빼지 어딘데 기치도 치수다 돈다 돈다 그래 배신 뒤면 왔다다 라마 아디시로 써봐야 배신 다 자가기 변조로 와 나는데 잡아 어딘야 된다지 라양 써봐지 어딘데 있어라
So Kamala Shila came and then revived and made the Buddha's teachings appear again. Then along the way, when came the reign of this perverted king by the name of Lang Dharma, yeah. The Tibetan king Lang Dharma was a perverted king, and he persecuted Buddhism, yeah, during his reign, yeah. And during the persecution, then the Buddha Dharma declined, yeah. And also at the time it didn't help that there were people who were not real practitioners, who were not real yogis, but who pretended to be yogis, you know. So they engaged in all sorts of activities, you know, that caused a great harm to the Buddha's teachings, you know, such as causing harm to the practice of celibacy, basically, which is the very mainstay of the monastic life and so forth. Yeah. So due to the behavior of these this so-called yogis that have gone off completely, and due to the persecution of King Lang Dharma, the Buddha Dharma declined. And then in order to reinstate the pure Buddha Dharma, so the Dharma King, at the time, invited Lama Tisha to Tibet again. Yeah. Lama invited Lama Tisha to come to Tibet to restore the purity of the Buddha Dharma.
What took you? That's all Tire, Karsana, and couple of the team with our aunt Kandina says, so, the Shona, the Lugula Devahina, that shit fish, the Zozo, that Namjo Tardabadi, Zozo, Nalini Kiveta, and his Sung Yang Tabaji Chai.
So So, I mean, it's possible that there are, you know, people wonder about the origins, you know, of Tibetan Buddhism, you know. You know, they, you know, you hear, you know, people saying stuff, yeah, about Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism, yeah. So, but if you understand the history of Tibetan Buddhism, so you can see that, you know, so it is not something, you know, made up by the Tibetans themselves. But the Tibetan Buddhism has its pure source in India, and you see all these great Indian masters, you know, they were invited to Tibet to propagate the pure Buddha Dharma. And you could say that most, or if not all, of the great masters that were invited from India were all great masters and scholars hailing from the great monastic university of Nalanda.
Yeah, so I think this one, His Holiness said many times, you know, so he said that Tibetans are very clever, he said, because the best Dharma that time exists in Tibet. India, so you get the best Dharma from India, he said. Then the best food, why you get from China, no, he said. So that very, because Tibet is a cold place, so they need warm clothes. So the clothes, they came from the Mongolia, no, so they get all the best thing what they want. His Holiness used to say that. So.
In case there was no durian in China, bro.
Huh?
Suddenly I was thinking.
More in China?
Jiaozi, I think. Jiaozi. Right.
Momo. Oh, Momo. Everybody know Momo.
Then the text goes on to explain or to talk about the qualities, you know, that a person must have before you can compose a treatise.
I
will just say this only once here, but if I think that there's an alternate translation that is better, or some words that are better, I will use that instead of just reading what is in the text. Yeah, but anyway, you stick with what you have in the text. Okay. Okay. So there are three ideal qualifications for an author of text that elucidate the intent of the Buddha. Yeah. So first, you should be learned in the five areas of the five topics of knowledge. Yeah. And you must have received instructions for the application of their meaning, which transmit the instructions of the perfectly complete Buddha in an unbroken line of exhausted masters, and you should have received the permission to teach through the vision of a chosen deity. So if a text can be composed with any one of these ideal qualifications, then it will turn out all the more excellent if all three are complete. So this great master Lama Tisha possessed all three.
What does he? That tell us that in my lesson, tell a item lies, tell a item Jesus one is that the banana heaven is here. Balding gave it to Jesus, Tamzi could be Jagatans, Pawjit, Unchot and Jesun, Joe Jesun, Domaso, Shah Sigma, Tobena, 미남나 모순도 삽나 사바다니 캬시에 담주 따오다 샘바다 샤숨바다 로스다 이담나 이시아 세계 고르지 숨고요.
Well, it says as for the care of protected deities, or rather, we freak out to how his deities looked after him. Yeah. So in English, that's maybe better. Yeah. So it says in the 80 verses of praise, that of the glorious Hevajra and of the Samaya Viharaja, and of heroic Lokeshwara, noble and venerable Reverend Tara and others, you had visions and permissions. Therefore, dreaming or indirectly, you perpetually heard teachings, both the ones profound and vast.
So
then how the lineage possessed by Lama Tisha was uninterrupted. So Lama Tisha held numerous lineages of masters, such as the two lineages of the shared vehicle and of the great vehicle. Or the common and the uncommon, yeah. Common vehicle and the Mahayana. With regard to which there are two, the perfection, the great vehicle, yeah, with regards to which there are two, the perfection and the secret and mantra vehicle. In the perfection vehicle, he held three lineages, the lineages of the view and of the conduct, the latter having been passed on from Maitreya and from Mantrakosha. In the secret mantra, he had received the five types of transmission as well as many other lineages, such as the lineage of Tenet, the lineage of blessings, and the lineage of various instructions. The gurus from whom he had heard instructions directly are mentioned in the praise. The gurus he always relied on were Shantipa. I think it should be Shantipa, then Selingpa, then you have Bhadrabodhi, Gyanashri, many with high accomplishments. In particular, you held the profound and vast instructions that had been transmitted from one to another all the way from Nagarjuna. So it is well known that he had 12 gurus who had attained high accomplishments as well as many others.
So
here in the text it states that the Lama Tisha often had visions of the deities, yeah, such as Tara and Chenrezig. He could communicate with them directly, you know. From them he received teachings directly from the deities, and as well as it happens also in his dreams, yeah. Okay. Then as for the lineages that Lama Tisha possessed, so he possessed the lineage, both the lineages that are common and those lineages that pertain only to the Mahayana, yeah, or the great vehicle. So the great vehicle or the Mahayana can be basically is divided into two, yeah. You have the also a perfection vehicle, and then you have the mantra vehicle.
어떻시네 다톤다 다 택바 첨부 수도관은 어떤데시 다톤말 다디 차바르진조다 단당한도 뜻이 잠과시 다톤다 된데시 요하레스인다 첨부 예시래 다로와 택바 택바 첨부 수도 바로도 첨부 은마게 택바 어떤 이나라 두대시 아 된데시 다톤다 쓰는 예시래 로와
For now, you just have to remember, whether you understand it or not, the difference between, you know, perfection vehicle and mantra vehicle. That we will not talk about this now, it will come in the future. Yeah, but for now, you just have to know that, you know, the great vehicle, the Mahayana, is consists of two. Yeah. There is the perfection vehicle, or in Sanskrit, the Paramitayana, yeah. And then you have the mantra vehicle and mantra yana, basically. Okay.
어떻게 지나네? 다 바로 드시면 태바 뒤다 주바디라 다 아니지 지다 다의 주바다 주베 주바 신이 돈다 알아봐 다 니 연구에
조어라봐 알아봐. And then with respect to the perfection vehicle or the paramita yana, there are mainly two lineages mainly. Yeah. So there's the lineage of the profound view and the lineage of the extensive deeds yeah, or conduct.
어떻게니? 드네마 다 주베 주바 세들라 다 돈다 아니지 다 낭세라 니 페진다 드네지 용대 사데 다 주베 주바 스니 드네마 조 가르스나 다 참바네 동매 어 참바체 야 참바체 드네 동매세 드네마 주베 조 조다 조조 장주 승정의 고리기 냠네 조바 장주 승정의 조비 냠네기 아니지 송로맨 다와시 용대 규바직 용대 그러와 규바직 어떻게 직체 안직 다 지는 잼배양 되네 마규비 시화라는 마규비 아니지 다 장주 승정의기 아니지 다 그러와 냠네기 림바 아니지 맨 다와시 용대 다 뒤숨겨서래
오케이 So here he says, in the perfection vehicle, he held three lineages. Yeah, okay. So the perfection vehicle, in general, basically consists of two main lineages: the lineage of the profound view and the lineage of the extensive deed. Yeah. So, but then the lineage of the extensive deed itself can be broken into two. So there is a lineage of the extensive deed that came from Maitreya. It was passed to a Sangha, and so forth. Yeah. So that pertains basically to the bodhisattva, the practice of the bodhisattvas, yeah, and the training in the bodhicitta and so forth, yeah. But there is also another lineage of mind training or the, with regards to the conduct coming from Manjushri that was passed down to Shantideva and so forth, yeah. So in general, of course, there are two, you know, but then, you know, if you break things down a bit, yeah, that's how you end up with three. Yeah. Wole. 아, 보래? 다 보래, 보래. 다 보래. 아, 말해. 아,
지금 진짜
이 말해 여세요.
어딘데르샤 다딘데레 노와타 딘데스르샤 디네마타 카르스거다 아 잠깐만 고개는 미신 다 미신 다 디네마 다 돈다 디데시니 디네마타 땅아기 규바 스니고요레 땅아기 규바 디나로 여바 나신레 나라인 규바 나 스니 도스네 디데 숭고도 다 다 딘데 용고도 다 디 미신 가서 나 타다기 규바 세다 아니 저 상황도 봐 파주룩이 주바 아니시 마주 땜쇼기 주바 아니시 가르스와라다 차주당 아니시 가르스 레 따뜻한다 차외주 제외주 내주주기 주바스 따뜻한다 직들리게로와 다 신제시기 주바스 나왔던다 주방아 제송도
I will just say this once again. Yeah. So if I'm not like trying to criticize anybody's translation, but In the first basic program, we used the Namrim Chenmo as the textbook. Yeah, but the Namrim Chenmo is just too cumbersome. It's 3 volumes. It's huge. Yeah. So our course text is the middle length Namrim. So there's only one existing middle length Namrim translation in this world. Yeah. Okay. But the middle length Namrim is actually a condensed version of the Namrim Chenmo. So you'll find passages very similar in the Namrim Chenmo. And if I find that the passages in the Namrim Chenmo translation is much better, I will use that. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I'll just say that only once. So he says here in the secret mantra he had received 5 types of transmissions, isn't it? Or the five types of transmissions of the 5 systems of lineages. So what are the 5? If you're interested, I'm going to keep count. There's the lineage of Guhya Samaja, which is a father tantra, the lineage then you have the lineage of the mother tantras, such as Heruka Chakra Sambhara, then you have the lineage of both the action and the yoga tantras, and then the lineage of Yamari. Anyway, those of you who are the Lamrim Chenmo is in the end notes. Then there is the lineage of all of Tantra. Or whatever that is. The text goes on to talk about the disciples that Lama Disha had. Okay, then the paragraph that starts with number 9 in brackets, I'll just read from the Namrim Chenmo. So, this master who had such qualities had an inconceivable number of students in India, Kashmir, Odiana, Nepal, and Tibet. To mention the chief of these, in India there were 4 great scholars, Mbidoba, Dharma Karamati, Madhya Sinha, and Shitikaba, all equal in knowledge to the elder Lama Tisha. Some also include Mitra Guya as the 5th. From Ngari, there were translators Rinjin Sangbo, the translator Nangso, the royal renunciate Chang Chu E. From Zhang, there were Kagewa and Kukpa Latse. From Hodrak, there were Chakpa Tichok and Gyewa Kyung. From Kam, there were Neojoba Chimbo, Gomboa, Sherab Doje, and Chakda Dunba. From Central Tibet, there were the 3. Kudun Tsundru Yungchung, Ngo Lebi Sherab, and Dundun Gyawe Chungne. From among these, the great holder of the lineage who furthered the activities of Lama Tisha himself was Drundun Gyawa Jungne, who was prophesied by Tara. This, in brief, is the greatness of the altar. It can be known in detail from the great biographical literature. This is basically just a kind of a biography of a short account of Lama Tisha.
Okay.
Okay, so next main outline. Showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions. Okay, concerning the teaching to be explained, the root text of these instructions is the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So concerning the teaching to be explained, the root text of these instructions is the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So there are many texts composed by the elder Lama Tisha, but the lamp for the path to enlightenment is comprehensive and fundamental. Since it teaches by drawing together the key points of both sutra and mantra vehicles, its subject matter is comprehensive. Since it emphasizes the stages of disciplining the mind, it is easy to put into practice. And since it is adorned with the instructions of the two gurus who were skilled in the systems of the two great trailblazers, it is superior to other systems. So first here at the very beginning, it is very important to understand what exactly is a Buddha's teaching. So those of you who have been around for a while, you should know this by now. So, but this is more. But then what I'm saying now is mainly directed at those of you who are new. Yeah, so this is an important point. So it's very important to understand what is the Buddha's teachings. Yeah. So one of the main topic of an understanding of the Buddha's teachings as pertaining to the Four Noble Truths. Yeah.
Dhamma ni.
First, we should know what are the two truths.
Not the four truths. First two truths. 어떻게니? 다 토다니? 다 dhamma ni 세대 꼭 무번년수를 매바지 뒤시작이요 말해. 알아봐. 보기 무번년수를 여바지 dhamma ni 세니 무번년수를 여바지 뒤시작이요 알아 동만 알아봐.
So we have to first understand what are the two truths here. So the explanation of the two truths, it's not something. It's not an explanation of something that is made up or something that has nothing to do with our reality. The whole explanation of what the two truths are, basically, is an explanation of what reality is, what exists.
어떻습니? 나 도서도 가라. 다 대만 니 세대다. 먼저 십사부 제라 용거래 이나. 다고 동말 삼로시 고아지 찾고야. 고 먼저 무부 시지기 땡도 땡이도 가라. 고 낭네 툰바라. 낭수도 낭네 툰바라. 낭네 미준비 최지 용대시. 로 시지기 땡도.
Okay, you follow, yeah. So this is something that's not in the text, so don't look down. You look up, yeah. So it is very important to gain an understanding of what the Buddha's teaching is. Yeah. So first, first we will look at what the two truths are. So the two truths, and it's basically an explanation of what reality is. No? It's not an explanation of something that does not exist. Yeah. So a detailed explanation of the two truths will come later in the other modules. Yeah. But first, nevertheless, it's still important to gain a slight understanding, a rough idea of what the two truths are. Yeah. So, In relation to any particular, any chosen object, you know, or any phenomenon, you know, every phenomenon, each object has two sides or two truths to it. You know. So there is an aspect or the side of the object. You know. So we talk about appearance, you know, how it appears and how it actually exists. Yeah. So there's a side of the object, you know, whereby there is a disparity between how it appears and how it actually exists. But there's another side of the object, you know, whereby there is a concord, you know, or agreement between how it actually appears and how it exists.
어떻습니? 따뜻한 아톤다 카르스나 답변은 취지 때인 도가나 당간절 롱간절 로라 컨디션 그 어디서나 초 강탁만 나이 도가나 코 유지문에 두바지 수두용문에 두바지 랑게 로라 마더바 코랑문에 두바지 낭대시 다디 여대지 먼저서 시투바로다 먼저 로이 죽당디.
So you know you can think of any object, you know, any phenomenon, you know. So whatever phenomenon that is brought to the attention of our mind, if you look at how it appears to us, so if you think of something, so almost inevitably, you know, everything that we think about, you know, whatever object we focus on, how does it appear to the mind? It appears to us as if, you know, it is self-instituted, existing right there from its own side, very solid, real from its own side, you know, that the object's existence, you know, does not depend on our mind, isn't it? Yeah. So this, you know, we can tell from our experiences, and when we look around, and say, things are so real right there, isn't it?
Oh, 텐데지. 다 텐데 만족을 놓아라. 나만 낭신. 만족이 현반 낭신. 나와 낭신이지. 다 유아레베스. 라고 그런 걸 놓아라. 마태베. 뭐 보시. 코랑 원에 투바지 유아레베스나. 아니 삼로시 땅바이나. 십사부시 포기 두스. 여바 낭신바. 딱지신 세바이나. 예, 메딩시. 라고.
So this is how things and events appear to our minds, you know. Yeah. It appears so real right there from his own side, self-instituted, you know, independent, has nothing whatsoever to do with our mind, you know. Yeah. No, his existence has nothing to do with our mind, it's right there from his own side. Yeah. So if we examine whether that particular object exists in that way or not, you know, does it exist in the way it appears? No, it appears as real right there, self-instituted, from his own side, isn't it? Nothing to do with our mind. So if we investigate, if that is the reality of that object, then we will discover that, in fact, things and events do not exist in that way. Although they appear in that way, they do not exist in that way. Well, if something really exists in the way it appears to us, you know, it appears to us as real, so real from its own side, self-instituted, has nothing to do with our mind. So if it does exist in the way it appears to us, then when we look for it, we should be able to find it, isn't it? We should be able to, at the end of the investigation, we should be able to, hey, okay, that's the very thing, is it? But the point is that thing cannot be found, is it?
Oh, tindesh. That tindesh, tandaini, that tedaw pena manzota, kunzubi, chu tinzo, penata, meba revesena, that zenitas, nawanas, zeni, yamidus, that meba revesena, the meba seni, and jona dikiyamare, ro takton zeni, manyebe, meba china, kocheta long to guyore, ro nyu, rangi lui, nyu no guyore, roa, semen no guyore, jazan tedaw chu, meba seni, jotu guyamare.
So, although the imputed object, when sought after, although it cannot be found, but it does not mean that things and events are non-existent. No, so it is not that although you look for the imputed object, although you can't find it, this does not mean that the object is non-existent. Because if we arrive at that conclusion, oh, it cannot be found, things don't exist, then we will fall into the extremes of annihilation. Or non-existence, yeah.
어떻게 다 매발을 쓰기 하마래 다 탈도나 다 가르스나 또 유해되듯이 유해돼 다 야나 때네 답에 유섬지 차해 라와 야나 촉발 촉발은 촉네 딱섬지 유해돼 yana gyudan kyanla tenne chukde yashi. Rawa tanda tende ki namshaji tenne chokwaji chakyore.
Although the imputed object, you know, we look for the object, you know, to see if it really exists in the way it appears to us. You know, it appears to us as so real, you know, right then from its own side. You know. Although at the end of the investigation, you don't find that object, you know, the real object. But this does not mean that things and events are non-existent. No, they exist. So how do things exist? Things exist in dependence on other factors. So we talk about dependent arising, therefore. Yeah. So things exist as dependent arising. So, you know, we talk about dependent arising on the level of causality, you know, how things and events are dependent on their causes. Yeah. So that's one level. Then we talk about how things and events exist as an aggregation of different factors. You know, we talk about parts and wholes, you know, coming together to form a certain object. Yeah. So that's one level of dependent arising. Then it's also dependent arising in terms of imputation, conceptuality, you know, imputing this and that. You know.
So
first we need to really understand to establish what the two truths are, isn't it? So in order to establish the two truths, first you need to understand what dependent arising is, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So once if you are able to establish dependent arising, you understand it, then you will be able to establish, you know, that there is a relationship between cause and effect, yeah, isn't it? And once you're able to establish, you know, the dependent arising on the level of cause and effect, causality, then you can establish the Four Noble Truths. Yeah, so if you are able to ascertain the dependent arising, you understand it, and especially on the level of cause and effect, causality, yeah, then once you ascertain that, you'll be able to also validate the Four Noble Truths. Why? Because if you understand causality, then you'll be able to establish how true suffering arises from true origin of suffering. And you'll be able to also establish how true cessation of suffering, you know, arises independence on true path.
Oh, toksin ni, tanda tak dengsi namshala, tak junde namshak teng ni, tak ane dengsi la, ane samlo tanya si junde, tak dengsi la aku sam tang tu bayna, tak lam gitu mas, sedi la, ane cipta kuat cak tu be, jende ini kuat cak je, tak lam gitu mas, sedi mana tak, biola, yudya mas, sedi la si mas, lewa lam gitu mas, tak dene kopa sedi top tu je la.
So by understanding dependent arising on the law of causality, then you'll be able to understand the Four Noble Truths, you know, how, you know, true suffering arises from true origins of suffering, how true cessation arises in dependence on true path. Yeah. So you'll be able to have a better understanding of the Four Noble Truths. You know. And within the Four Noble Truths, you know, if you understand, on the basis of understanding causality, you know, then if you look at the Four Noble Truths, then you'll be able to understand that the true path, you know, is something that can be accomplished. It is not just an imagination, but it is a possibility, it is an existence, it can be developed in our own minds. You know. Then when you see that true path is a possibility, you know, not just outside, but something, you know, that can arise in our minds, once you see that, you know, then you also see in your heart the possibility of an end to
suffering.
So once you see the possibility of true path, you know, as an existence, you know, and something that you yourself can also achieve, you know, And if you see that, then you will see that true cessation of suffering or liberation is possible. Yeah? And if you see, if you really feel that these two are possible, then they exist, then you will also be able to infer that there must be persons or people out there who have achieved these two. You know? And once you're able to infer that, you know, then you will also be able to infer and really, you know, understand and believe, you know, that it is possible, you know, for these persons, you know, who possess these two true paths and true decisions, as they gradually progress on the path, as they practice, you know, they will definitely be able to remove gradually all the defilements, you know, and therefore achieve enlightenment. So then, for you, enlightenment or Buddhahood becomes a real possibility. It's a real existence, not something, you know, like, you know, we have watched in the world and that, you know.
어떻게네 제가 다 데스도 갈아 다 잡숨 세다가서 남주 셰데 잡숨 세데 다 거 셰제라 씨바지라 변아 과차지 구도와 변아 곡배된 바 남기 된 바 세데 셰제라 씨바지나 다 대기라디메 강사지 용처 다 대기라디메 강사들아 박백아 이제 군조 스그여래 다 과람니라 최고조 스그여래 다디야 공배도 좀 탈진도 갈아 산제 군조 세지 스그여래 제가 잡숨 스도 갈아 랑게 셈라 다지 파기 약보지 차트해지 어떤데 용투해래.
So this understanding of the four noble truths is also very closely interrelated with the three jewels. And we Buddhists, if we say we go for refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and all. If you understand the four noble truths well, the three jewels comes alive for you. It's not just some, you know, not. It's something that, you know, to your mind is an existence, really, definitely exists. Yeah. Why? Because, you know, when we talk about three jewels, Dharma jewel, what exactly is Dharma jewel? You know, it's true cessation, true path. Yeah. Then the people who possess the true paths and true cessations in their minds are known as Sangha jewel. And then those people, once they have completed their path, once they have removed all the defilements, you know, they become Buddhas. Yeah. So you see, in that sense, you see, then Buddha, Dharma, Sangha comes alive for you. It is an existence, you see.
어 진짜 소소했다. 또 통통해지 거야.로 과차 거야.로 섬을 당제다. 된실로 과차네. 잡숨으로 과차 거야. 또 잡숨 원해지 세저 세바지나. 땅 원해다. 토봉지 통해도 가나. 랑기다 섬나다 섬슈게. 어떻게 용거로 와.
So this is something that we need to focus on and to think about, you know. So, you know, on the basis of the two truths, then you understand what the four noble truths are. And once you understand the four noble truths well, then it really helps in your understanding of the three jewels. Yeah. To the extent that, you know, for you, the three jewels then becomes a possibility. It's not something, you know, kind of not very sure of, you know, kind of like, you know, that for you, then the three jewels becomes, you know, something to be achieved, you know, and can be achieved. Yeah. And when you see that it is possible for yourself to actualize, to become the three jewels, you know, it makes a huge difference, yeah, to your determination, to your interest in wanting to become them.
Yeah. 군족숨 세리 세질라 여바레스 딘데지라 삼마 땅제 과차과에 다 랭겐티레 다 드린디.
So for today, you know, you just take down the, you know, you just remember the key points, you know. So it's something to think about, you know. I mean, really to go on and think about it. So first, we will continue to find out what the two truths are. But for now, you just know that the two truths are the obscurational truth and ultimate truth. Yeah. Okay. So on the basis of understanding what the two truths are, establishing them, then if you're able to establish the two truths well, then you will be able to establish, this is the process, yeah, what the four noble truths are. You'll be able to validate the four noble truths, not just establish that it is like that. And once you're able to validate the four noble truths, to establish it well, then you will see that the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, the three jewels, is something that can be achieved and can be attained. Okay, so this is something that we need to focus on, to look at, and as we go along, think about things. Yeah.
Tukshini, tati samlayana yana dhaka, dhambanyi ki namshati, wana shechala dhumindu, labanashin dhumindu samlata. Tati dhambanyi ki namshati tabayin zang, tati dhambashi shesayati, jawa karedu. Tati dhambashi yobayina, tati jabsum kandesi yungudu. Rangita, samlayana yana dhangwaya kichimore, ku junsin tongwaya di kichimore samlatanchi.
So it's important to think about these different points constantly, always. First, on basis of understanding the two truths, once you're able to clarify what the two truths are, establish it, then you'll be able to also validate the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths becomes real for you. It's true. Yeah. But you have to think, what's the connection? So why is it that if I understand the two truths, then suddenly the Four Noble Truths, I'm able to verify or validate, and why? Then why is it that if I understand the Four Noble Truths, then I'll be able to understand what the Buddha Dharma Sangha is? You see? So you know this line of thought, just keep it right. Don't think about it. It'll take time.
Oh, yeah. Tera chewa shi sini yungudwa tati lukro nang sirwa chewa shi kurti.
So in the next lesson we will look at the four greatness of this teaching. Yeah? Okay, so please read that. Okay, so basically page 8 to 11. Yeah?
That is homework. Yeah, you must read. Yeah, so now maybe it's just 5 minutes, maybe he will share, the Sukhi will share his experience.
Stand up. A bit difficult to think. Okay, 5 minutes. My name is Sui Kim. I've completed the previous program. Okay, what do I'm supposed to give you? What are the benefits, and how did I come to class every day, every time? Okay, the benefits are many, but some of those that I can think of are: once you've gone through this course, 5-year course, then in future, whatever teachings you take, you'll know where to place it, whether in small scope, medium scope, or the higher scope. Okay, that means you will be able to, like, know what kind of teachings, the entire Buddha Dharma path. So that's one advantage of attending the class. And the other one that I think is very important is that we will know the way. I mean, what we want is happiness. So we'll know the entire path to achieve that. Yeah, once you've attended the class. And you may not be aware, but ours is an unbroken lineage, taught by the Buddha 2,500 years ago. Went from India to Tibet, Tibet back to India, and now from India to Singapore. So it is an unbroken lineage from the Buddha Shakyamuni, passed down orally. And I think the blessings of lineage is very important. I don't think anybody has achieved enlightenment just by reading the books or listening to the tape. So that's one advantage of attending the class. You should come. And I think Lama Zopa has been very good in choosing us a very excellent teacher, someone who is moral, who has concentration, very good knowledge of the entire path. So it is easy for us to arise that kind of guru devotion, you know, which is the root of the path. And once that is cultivated, then I think the rest of the realizations will just fall in place. Because that's the root of the path. Yeah. What other advantage do I have? Oh yeah, we have a team of people here who are excellent in translating the transcribing the lessons, almost immediately the next day you can receive it on email. So you miss the class, make sure you read it before you come to class, whether under the transcript or listen to the audio. Okay? And they'll send to you. And they're amazing. They can find some more materials for you from somewhere else to send to you that are not in the text. Yeah. So this group of friends that I had for this past 5 years are just amazing. It makes the path not so lonely, lah. What other advantage there? Oh yeah, our translators, of course, with all the local flavors. So it makes it very interesting. Now, how did I manage to complete this one? And okay, I think it's very important that you set your motivation and try to do to the best of your ability. I have a family. I've got 2 kids. Okay, so it's also quite demanding from family life and all that. So you have to set your own priorities, and whatever you do, I think you should not upset those around you, by your practice, whether it's your wife or your colleagues. I practice everywhere, I practice in a car, I practice in the park, I practice. I mean, not just doing this, but my own practices. And you can practice everywhere. So this is just a place where you gather your knowledge. And when you go outside, that's the lab where you see all the things happening, all the delusions coming to people's mind and all that. So it's when you use your mind to analyze, oh, this is what is happening, what the Buddha is saying. And for you to apply the antidotes. I mean, there are 84,000 teachings of the Buddhas for each antidote. So you can apply them. You don't have to apply all of them. So you can apply what is suitable to yourself. The other thing that I think is very important is that you may not realize that you have a perfect human rebirth that allows you to come to the teachings. So plus all the good food and good clothing you're wearing, you're consuming a lot of good karma. So what I try to do is that every day you should try and replenish that karmic bank, by doing some kind of practices, whether it's mandala offerings or prostrations, Yeah. Otherwise, you have quite a bit of obstacles, complete a 5-year program. It's not easy. But I always tell my friend, if there are more obstacles in the path, then it is usually the case that's the right way. That's why there's so many obstacles, so you should try your best to overcome it. Yeah. It is the right path. That's why there are so many obstacles. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? I think that's about it. But remember to practice and analyze. Yeah. Do not just listen and understand. That's it. You must think and come to a conclusion in your mind. And try and keep it in your mind. Do placement meditation. Okay. Don't just listen and understand. I mean, I'm trying to do it myself. Not that I've done it. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Finish off with the usual prayers after class. So you don't know the prayers, they can be found on the mandala offerings on page